glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
It's Thursday, November 10th. I'm Tim Nelson from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios in Springfield with Mark and friends. Great to have you with us today. Author John Blaze writes about a man named Spencer. He says everybody calls him Spence. He was a state track champion in high school. Then he went on to attend a prestigious university on a full academic scholarship. He now lives in one of America's largest cities and is highly respected in the field of chemical engineering. But if you were to ask Spence his greatest achievements to date, he wouldn't mention any of those things. He would excitedly tell you about the trips he makes to Nicaragua every few months to check in on the kids and teachers in the tutoring programs there that he helped establish in one of the poorest areas of that country. And he'd tell you how enriched his life was by serving them. Well, the least of these is a phrase people use in a variety of ways today, yet Jesus used it to describe those who, according to the world standards, have little or nothing to offer us in return for the service we give them. They're the men, women, and children the world often overlooks, if not forgets completely. Yet it's exactly those people Jesus elevates to such a beautiful status by saying, whatever you did for them, you did for me, from Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. We don't have to have a degree from a prestigious university to understand Christ's meaning. Serving the least is the same as serving Him. All it really takes is a willing heart.
I can feel His love. He has touched my heart. And the Spirit came and will not part. He beseeches me to listen. He reaches me with wisdom, what He teaches me is the greatest gift of all from heaven up above, is the love that He gives to all. Doesn't what He teaches you.
Joining me on today's program is a special guest from Springfield, Kathy Smith. I had heard about a ministry that she's got going, the PB&J Ministry. So welcome, Kathy, to the WLUJ studios today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know what you do has to do with helping out the homeless, the hungry. And you mentioned to me before we went on today that 22 years ago was your first encounter with the homeless, and that really impacted you to do what God has you doing right now with the PB&J Ministry.
Yes, it really did impact me. I was downtown by the library on a snowy Saturday morning. My husband worked at the city building. I was with my two young children at the time, and there was a homeless man in the doorway. He had a little covering over him above, but he obviously was cold. He did have one or two blankets. I happened to have an extra blanket in the car, and I said to my kids, I'm going to run and cover him up. And they said, no, Mom, no. Well, I did it anyway. I just felt a nudge to do that. I went over and covered him up, and he turned and looked at me with the most piercing eyes. And at that moment, I felt the eyes of Jesus looking up at me to thank me.
So you provided him warmth that day, and in the name of Jesus, you really felt that was a God moment. How did it get to the point where you are right now, and you team up with many folks in the Springfield area? You showed me a picture of, what was it, how many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that were made, put in sandwich baggies, and ready to be delivered to folks.
That was the most I've ever had at once, which was 546 sandwiches.
So tell me how the PB&J Ministry actually got underway. What was your first instance of doing that? And did you do it alongside an organization, or did you do it independently?
Well, I started on my own because I feel it was a God-given assignment. But rewind just a little bit. A couple years after the encounter with the homeless man at the library, my son was in junior high, and we had a mission project at the Washington Street Mission. That's where my passion really began also, my compassion for the homeless. The word homeless seems to have a negative connotation to it. Mm-hmm. And in the Bible, they use the least of these, which doesn't sound too positive either. But if you don't mind, I'd like to read Matthew 25:34-40, because
sure,
this will put it in perspective as to what we as Christians should be doing. The king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for the one of the least of these of mine, you did for me. So the real evidence of our belief in God, we are to treat all persons we encounter as if they are Jesus. What we do for others is what we really think about Jesus' words to us. Feed the hungry, give to the homeless their basic needs. Such love for others glorifies God by reflecting our love for him. The least of these common definition is those who are vulnerable, poor, mentally challenged, the socially and economically disadvantaged. There are so many walking our streets of Springfield with mental illness. There are so many also with addictions walking the street. The quote-unquote homeless could be any one of us. It could be you. It could be me. It could be any of our kids. In working with the homeless for the last 20 years, I'm getting up to your question.
Sure.
I've prayed about how God could use me to let me be his vessel. So I feel my God-given assignment was to work with the homeless, to help them, feed them, clothe them. Last November, I was delivering bedding to the Salvation Army Winter Warming Center, which was formerly called the Springfield Overflow Shelter. And the girl answering the door said, oh, I thought you were the PB&J lady. I said, no, but what did she do and what's that all about? It sounded kind of interesting to me. A lady had been bringing PBJ sandwiches to the Salvation Army Warming Center, which is an overnight shelter to get them off the streets and a warm place to sleep. She had had COVID and wasn't able to continue with the PBJs. I felt an instant nudge right then and there to fulfill this need. So I discussed it with them. I said I would do what I could. So I put it on Facebook that I needed help making PBJs, and it took off. I had so many that I asked Washington Street Mission if they could use some, and they said, yes, definitely. I still had too many, and I went to Helping Hand Shelter, and they were all about it, too. Great. I still had too many sandwiches that I didn't want to go to waste, so I went to Contact Ministries, and they were excited to receive it also. So these PBJs now go to four places, and they all look forward to it, ask for it, call me looking for some. So it went gangbusters for months, but the interest waned, and I still have wonderful regular PBJ angels every week, but I need more. The PBJ project has also been great for National Honor Society students at Springfield High, Sacred Heart Griffin, and Blessed Sacrament schools. Also, the beta clubs in some of the high schools are using this for service hours. I have a breakfast group that calls themselves the Old Ladies Club, which they aren't old, but they make 200 twice a week. The Pleasant Plains Community Club makes 200 PBJs twice a month also. A sweet lady from my church, great Christian woman, who's on a fixed income, can fix 25 once a week. That's big for her. So a little explanation of how the PBJs are actually used. The Washington Street Mission, which I'm on the board and have been volunteering there for 20 years, great Christian organization run by donations only. We serve coffee, hot chocolate, hot ramen noodles, hot oatmeal, and PBJs. Some will even take several in their pockets when they leave, and that's just fine. We serve 150 individuals at the mission, and we did set a record 2 months ago of 176. So we serve 150 a day. That's the average. But in the winter months, it increases. The Helping Hands and Salvation Army Warming Centers are overnight shelters, and they use the PBJs as a meal replacement if they aren't brought enough hot meals, or if the person coming to the shelter didn't get there in time. So the average at those two shelters are 50 to 60 a night, but in the winter months, it's usually up to 70. Contact Ministries is a homeless women and children shelter where they stay overnight and live, but they also have a shelter where homeless people come in for dinner and sleep. So they give them to them for dinner or for a snack, or they'll pack the women who do work a lunch with the PBJ sandwiches to take to work.
Have you ever heard of a PB&J ministry like this before you actually got involved by accident? Not really by accident, but, you know, with definitely God leading you to do that. Have you ever heard of anything quite like this?
I have not heard of anything like this, but with God, all things are possible.
And maybe it's making someone else think, you know, in the Champaign-Urbana area or over into West Central Indiana or Lincoln or Carlinville and all the different places we heard, the Decatur area, maybe someone's thinking, you know, maybe I need to pray about either coming alongside the effort that's going on in Springfield to help if you're close enough, or maybe you start something like this in your area because you know there's always going to be a need. And what about the wintertime? They'll take the PB&J sandwiches, but organizations like the Washington Street Mission are also probably looking for people that might want to do some hot meals.
Saturday, we opened up to have churches from the area come in, give a gospel service. They can play music, they can give the gospel presentation, and they bring in hot food. Now, I would like to plug Helping Hands and the Warming Center through the Salvation Army. They have a meal train sign up where people can bring hot meals in, your small group at church. But this is a huge need, 365.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. If someone would want to find out more about this PB&J ministry, the things we've talked about on today's Mark and Friends program, what's the best way to connect with you, Kathy?
I have a Facebook page solely devoted to the PBJ ministry. It is called PBJ Springfield. You can message me through that. There's also a meal train on there, the meal train sign up. If you don't want to sign up, don't know how, just message me. I'll also give you my email, which is cidermill, C-I-D-E-R-M-I-L-L, 1958@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you.
This may be something that you want to take on individually, or you may want to team up with Kathy and her group doing the PB&J ministry. Give us some ideas or maybe some examples of groups that have teamed up with you, Kathy, or that could team up with you to make this such a great outreach, even a better outreach to the Springfield area.
Well, I have used this ministry with my grandkids. Other people I know have done it with their grandkids to teach them that we have been blessed with so much that there are those out there that don't have anything. So we did it as a fun activity one afternoon, and they learned so much just by doing that. We also have had bunco groups do it. We have a lot of church groups. We need more church groups. Community groups, as I mentioned, the Pleasant Plains Community Club, small groups at church, and as I mentioned, the student groups at high schools and middle schools, Beta Club and National Honor Society. You can find the meal train for Helping Hands Shelter for hot meals at helpinghandsofspringfield.org or call Yolanda at the Helping Hands Shelter. Also, for the Salvation Army Overflow Shelter, the City of Springfield website has the meal train sign-up link. Also, if there's a church that would like to do a Saturday morning gospel service and bring hot food, please just call the mission, and we'd be glad to set you up.
Kathy Smith from the PBJ Ministry of Springfield, thank you for joining us today on Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
See the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten, then nailed to a cross of thought.
curtain and the wounds, for through your suffering I am.